Mission Newsletter. Every other month, our CLC Board of Missions updates us with recent news from various mission fields. This month, update on the work in Togo. The CLC's involvement in Togo began in September of 2001 when missionary Dave Koenig began correspondence courses with Kosai Blue. Kosai was a schoolteacher and a member of a Baptist church. Missionary Koenig visited with Kosai in March of 2002, and it was clear at that point that Kosai had come to a proper biblical understanding of the sacraments. Kosai continued training with missionary Koenig during Koenig's annual visits to Togo. Kosai also visited and attended classes at the Bible school in Nigeria while missionary Koenig was living and teaching there. In December of 2008, missionary Matthew Udy publicly ordained Kosai. Following his ordination, Pastor Kosai began establishing preaching stations in and around Lomé, Togo, as the Lord provided him opportunity to proclaim the gospel. He was also working full-time as a teacher and school headmaster. In 2013, Pastor Kosai concluded that he could no longer continue with his secular employment due to the demands of the ministry. He quit his teaching job and began training men to serve as pastors of the preaching stations that were growing under his care. There are currently three congregations and six preaching stations in the Mission Église Évangélique Lutherine au Togo, the MELC. In February, March of 2017, missionary Todd Ullman spent 2 weeks in Togo working with Pastor Kosai. During his visit, missionary Ullman spent several days teaching and reviewing with four men who had been training in the newly established Mount Horeb Lutheran Bible Institute. Missionary Ullman reports, "During our four-day review of the CLC Statement of Faith and Purpose, it was clear that they had a good understanding of our biblical positions on some of the doctrines that separate us from others, such as baptism, the Lord's Supper, election, end times, and fellowship." Missionary Ullman was then able to participate in the graduation service of these four men who are now serving as pastors, and one woman who is serving in women's and children's ministry. You can read about the graduation ceremony in the September 2017 issue of The Spokesman. Pastor Kosai has now begun training the next class of students. The new class includes six men ranging in age from 30 to 56. Kosai and missionary Ullman talked at length about curriculum ideas, and they are working on developing a more systematic approach to training. This is a positive step forward in the overall training program to prepare men for the pastoral ministry. Pastor Kosai has also been taking care of 39 children near his congregation in Lomé. These are not orphans, but children who have lost their fathers and are living with their mothers with no additional financial assistance from other family members. The MELC is providing help with a weekly nutrition program, clothing, school supplies, and a weekly Bible school. The MELC has also just recently been approved by the Togo government to begin caring for orphans. Through kinship sponsorship, they are now caring for 6 orphans. Pastor Kossi has also established a charitable, humanitarian, agricultural organization, NGO, that has been officially recognized by the Togo government. This will allow him to receive aid money from foreign entities to purchase land, equipment, seed, and livestock for the purpose of humanitarian and social causes. He may also qualify for some government grants for the project after he has acquired the land and can demonstrate that he has financial backing from donors. This may help the MELC meet some of their long-term financial needs. Pastor Kossi has many plans and prayers for the church in Togo. He is constantly looking for new ways to do evangelism and has made training men for the pastoral ministry a top priority. Please pray that the Lord will continue to bless Pastor Kossi and the MELC. Our author and reporter is Robert Sowers, pastor of Bethel Evangelical Lutheran Church in Morris, Minnesota, and a member of the CLC Board of Missions.